This is Ian Plessard at Bedfont Sports. The final score today was 6-3 to Guildford City. I'm here with Guildford City manager Donovan Chislett. You must be very impressed with that and with the work you've put in over the last 2 weeks. I mean, to come out with 6 goals, it's amazing.
Fantastic performance on a very, very difficult pitch today. It wasn't always possible to play the football that we want to play, but certainly in terms of boys giving 100% and being first to the ball and doing the ugly bits, couldn't ask for more. And then once we kind of built that foundation, we actually did play a bit of football, which is almost impossible on that pitch. So really, really good performance, and I'm just so pleased that the boys are taking everything on board.
Anthony Baker scores 3 more goals. Nathaniel Williams, only 16 years old, scored 2, could have had a third. He got injured on the third one and Bruce puts it in, but 2 players who just didn't stop running and just wanted more and more goals, didn't they?
Yes, absolutely brilliant, and obviously they get the plaudits, particularly Anthony with a stunning hat-trick, but there was a lot of work in behind them. A midfield 3 played really well, 2 centre-halves were outstanding, which is something we missed last week. And you know, even though we've conceded 3, the last goal doesn't sit particularly well because I thought they took the free kick from the wrong place. And these are the type of things. The boys come in afterwards, and even though we've won, they're thinking, well, we shouldn't really concede the third. So the bar is definitely raised, and everyone wants to improve week on week. But yeah, no, certainly Anthony and Nathaniel got so much in their armoury, and they can hurt any opposition.
The distribution to them, as you were saying, the midfield behind them and the defence really did spray it out wide. And then Williams and Baker were really running forward and knowing where everyone was. And I think, like, the last goal when McPhail scored, Williams was injured, but Bruce had made that run from midfield to score. It seems like everyone's on the right page.
Absolutely. I mean, this is something we've both, Phil and I, are stressing every training session, every match, is that we need to work hard for each other, and you need to fill in all over the pitch for each other. I mean, football's a very fluid game, and if someone makes a forward run and you need to cover for him, that's what we've spoken about at length. Bruce was fantastic too. Can't speak highly enough about his performance today. Just gave everything for the cause. So a lot of hard work, and like you say, got the weapons up front to hurt almost anyone at the moment, so it's good.
6-3, great result, but as I was saying to Bruce and a lot of the committee and a lot of the fans are saying, 2 games, no bookings.
Yeah, no, very good, very good. Again, must give a lot of credit to Phil on this. Phil Bowers, he's insisting that the discipline be right, and it's something that I wholeheartedly agree with. So between the two of us, the boys have certainly had it drummed into them that we won't take any sort of indiscipline, and you know, the image of the club is at stake, and it obviously has a roll-on effect on the pitch. Boys are more disciplined in what they do and their roles and responsibilities, so it's going well at the moment, but it's still early days.
Your first week coming up with 2 games in 1 week, away at Bagshot Lee at Ash in the Cup, and then Knapp Hill in a local derby on Saturday. It's going to be an interesting week.
Yeah, again, I don't know too much about the opposition coming up, but you know, Tuesday's a cup game. It gives us a bit of a break from the league. Obviously, our league position is such that we need to improve that. So this is, I guess, a welcome distraction, the cup, and it's something we want to do well in. I mean, I think we're at the point now, and it's still early days, like I said, but we want to do as well as we can in every single match we play. So Tuesday's no different.
Thanks very much for your thought, Donovan, and congratulations on the win.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Thank you.